We have some major breaking news and no time to waste. I want to show you all the exact moment that Donald Trump's press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, is confronted on the Epstein list, apparently just disappearing over the past few weeks while it was in the hands of Donald Trump's FBI and DOJ. Now, as we watch this press conference, Caroline Leavitt is desperately trying to avoid the topic of Epstein or just delay having to talk about it in any way. She talks about Ukraine. She talks about all of these issues, but then Fox News, as Peter Doocy of all people, comes out swinging and says, hey, where did the list go that Pam Bondi said she had just months ago? Let me walk you through the timeline. Months ago, Attorney General Pam Bondi said, I have a list on my desk. I have the client list and we are looking through it. Then, after a few months of silence, Elon Musk comes out and says, Donald Trump's name is in that list that Pam Bondi has. And then all of a sudden, the list just disappears over the past few weeks. Let's start from the beginning. We have no time to waste, so make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to get breaking news injected straight into your YouTube feed. Let's start from the beginning. Caroline Leavitt first talks about Russia and Ukraine.
Hey, Caroline, can you just please walk us through the decision to halt the supply of weapons to Ukraine at a time when Russia is really hitting Ukrainian cities and civilians? Was
sure.
that the president who decided that, or did the Pentagon do it without his approval?
No, neither of those things are true. I'm happy to walk you through it. This was a standard review by the Pentagon of all weapons and all aid and all support that the United States is providing all countries and all regions around the world, not just Ukraine. When the Secretary of Defense took office, he directed the Pentagon to conduct this review to ensure that everything that's going out the door aligns with America's interests. So
this does align with America's interests. Okay, Caroline Leavitt is just lying. She's saying we're not halting funding to Ukraine or weapons to Ukraine. We just did an overall look at all of the weapons and found out that we don't want any more going to Ukraine. What are you talking about here? Donald Trump, since he got into office, has been halting weapons and intelligence sharing, and this is just another example of that. Now, as the press conference continued, Caroline Leavitt continued to slime her way around questions until she could not avoid this question from Peter Doocy, where he asks her about Pam Bondi. Now, this is a great question. Take a listen.
That's transparency.
Oh, well, sure. Caroline. Okay, so the FBI looks at the circumstances surrounding the death of Jeffrey Epstein. According to the report, this systematic review revealed no incriminating client list. So what happened to the Epstein client list that the Attorney General said she had on her desk?
Well, I think if you go back and look at what the Attorney General said in that interview, which was on your network on Fox News.
I've got the quote.
Go ahead.
John Roberts said, DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen? And she said, it's sitting on my desk right now to review.
Yep.
Yes, she was saying the entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to.
Nope, that is the slimiest twist I've ever heard. And lucky for you all, I have the clip of Attorney General Pam Bondi. Let's hear exactly what she says. And let's see if Caroline Leavitt's recollection is right.
They may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients? Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because
she very clearly says it's sitting on my desk right now. And now the list is gone. Let me rewind so you can see how Caroline Leavitt spins this.
The entirety of all of the paperwork, all of the paper in relation to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes. That's what the Attorney General was referring to, and I'll let her speak for that. But again, when it comes to the FBI and the Department of Justice, they are more than committed to ensuring that bad people are put behind bars.
Does Donald Trump have a fetish for blonde women who just lie relentlessly? Because as I scroll through these tabs, you see Pam Bondi, blonde woman who lies relentlessly. You see Caroline Leavitt, blonde woman who lies relentlessly. Can you list off some more?
They have an operation going on right now called Summer Heat, which has our murder rate trending in the lowest direction in United States history.
How did she pivot over to the murder rate when talking about Epstein? She then gets asked about it again after desperately trying to slither out of any Epstein questions. Take a listen.
Caroline, the DOJ and FBI have now concluded there was no Jeffrey Epstein client list. What do you tell MAGA supporters who say they want anyone involved in Jeffrey Epstein's alleged crimes to be held accountable?
This administration wants anyone who has ever committed a crime to be held accountable. And I would...
Yeah, right. What are you talking about? The president of the United States has committed a plethora of crimes, probably since we woke up this morning.
Administration wants anyone who has ever committed a crime to be held accountable. And I would argue this administration has done more to lock up bad guys than certainly the previous administration. And the Trump administration is committed to truth and to transparency. That's why the Attorney General and the FBI Director pledged at the President's direction to do an exhaustive review of all of the files related to Jeffrey Epstein's crimes and his death. And they put out a memo in conclusion of that review. There was material they did not release because, frankly, it was incredibly graphic.
Okay, this is the worst defense I've ever heard. And I have some good news for you guys. I went on Piers Morgan's show earlier this morning and I debated MAGA supporters about the Epstein list on Piers Morgan's show. I'll be releasing a video about that later today, so be on the lookout. Make sure you have post notifications on if you don't want to miss my Epstein list debates. But here's the broad overview. Republicans who promised to defeat the deep state immediately became the deep state. Republicans who said that Democrats were in charge of Pizzagate and we did all of this terrible stuff immediately covered up the list of actual pedophiles, actual sex criminals. And here is the timeline. Okay, so when Pam Bondi gives a Fox News interview saying she has the list on her desk, the list is sitting right there. Not long after that, they hold an influencer press conference. This is Jack Posobiec. This is one of the dudes that I debated in the show that you'll be seeing in just a little bit, the Piers Morgan episode. This is Jack Posobiec. He has this list that says the Epstein files, phase one. We wait for months. There is never a phase two released. Pam Bondi never follows up on her claims until now, saying that there's no actual list. Jack Posobiec never gets answers that he wants, and he doesn't have any good answer now. Nobody knows where the list went except for the Trump admin. They are intentionally covering something up, and either they were lying about the list in the first place, they didn't actually have the list, or they have it and they're covering it up. Either way, I think it is equally as bad. Caroline Levitt is then asked, what happened to 90 deals in 90 days? Which is a really good question. She's really getting grilled by reporters today.
And then on tariffs, you're now delaying the deadline from July 9th to August 1st. Is that an acknowledgement that perhaps the administration found it more difficult to negotiate these trade deals, or whatever happened to 90 deals in 90 days?
No.
Yep, whatever happened to 90 deals in 90 days. It's because Trump thought he could confidently come in and place tariffs on every country across the planet and somehow get concessions.
Found it more difficult to negotiate these trade deals, or whatever happened to 90 deals in 90 days?
No, it's an acknowledgement that this administration is doing what's best for the American worker, and we want the best deals possible for our workers, for our manufacturing base, for our middle class, and they are doing this deliberately and appropriately on behalf of our country's interests.
So the best way to help our country and our working class is to place blanket tariffs on every single country across the planet, uprooting trade deals that have been previously negotiated by Obama and other presidents, and just replacing them with nothing. Right now, Trump's idea is to send out one letter to every country en masse that has a tariff rate, because he's given up. Trump has straight up given up on negotiating the deals one by one by one, so he's sending out a letter en masse, which is just lazy. It's reckless. That is not how you cut a trade deal, especially after you declared trade war with the world. He declared war with the world on trade. Now he's losing. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all. I'll see you in the next one, and peace out.